Welcome to Paleo Cinema Podcast 133. My name's Terry Frost, and because I am on vacay while this podcast is going out, I thought I'd resurrect an old favourite and do a music podcast of my favourite film music, or some of my favourite film music. If we did it all, you'd never get the headphones out of your head. But anyway, sit back, relax, grab a drink, grab a bite to eat. If you're walking along a beach, don't step on anything poisonous, and enjoy the show. Paleo Cinema Podcast is a two-weekly podcast of classic movie appreciation. Any movie is up for grabs, except it has to be more than 20 years old at the time of recording. Now, feedback is very, very important to us. So, we have a brand new voicemail number. Please write it down. 206-202-4520. You can also send emails to cultguru@gmail.com. That is K-U-L-T-G-U-R-U @gmail.com. Or if you're on Facebook, you can go over to the Paleo Cinema Cafe on Facebook and check it out. You can also leave feedback at the website for the podcast, which is paleo-cinema.blogspot.com. Now, you will hear some adult concepts and occasional coarse language on this podcast. So if you're offended by that, skip over that bit and enjoy the rest. Alternatively, you can not listen to the podcast at all. It's entirely up to you. Hi, movie buffs. How's it going? Things here are okay. As I said, I am going to be on vacation when this podcast comes out, so I'm recording ahead of time, which is kind of cool. When it comes out, which should be over the Easter holidays, I'll be in Sydney, my hometown, and the setting for any number of cool films like The Last Way by Peter Weir, The Siege of Pinchgut, and the end scenes of one of the Mad Max films. So, going to hometown, visiting some family, going to the Royal Easter Agricultural Show of my youth, and grooving on that, and then we're heading up into the Blue Mountains for a few days and then coming home. So it should be pretty good. I always love a good road trip. It knocks the dust off your eyeballs a little bit, and it's never a bad thing at all. I've never been on a road trip that turned out badly. Well, of course, I've never been killed in a car accident on a road trip, so that's probably the reason why. But anyway, it's autumnal here. It's not fall. Fall is what happens to old people in bathrooms. It is autumn. And, it's getting a little cooler. The sun's setting earlier. And people are putting on more clothing. So, yeah, it's going to be a bit of a bummer because winter is coming. Thank you, George R. R. Martin. And I'm never a big fan of the colder weather, which is one of the reasons why I'm going, of course, up into some mountains west of Sydney as part of my holiday. Anyway, this one's about music, but I thought I would still talk a little bit about what I've been watching lately, because there have been a few good things. Only a few since I did the last podcast, which I recorded last weekend, so they haven't had a terrible amount of time to watch things. But I did manage to see a few things. I saw Kiss Me Stupid, the Billy Wilder film, starring Dean Martin, Kim Novak, Ray Walston, and Felicia Farr. And that one's a bit of fun. It's very transgressive for the early 1960s, and Dean Martin playing very much in his persona as the drunken, lecherous crooner. And, I kind of like it. I do like the subversiveness of it. It's got just that little touch of Ernst Lubitsch about it. But if you haven't seen it, I recommend it. It's silly, and it's very much in the format of a 1960s big-budget studio comedy. But it still manages to slip a few past the batsman. And I've seen it twice now, and I'm very fond of it. Now, one of the things I did watch too, which I've talked about on the podcast before, is The Bad Seed, the 1956 movie starring Paddy McCormack about a serial killer child. It's a nice, dark, grand guignol kind of thing. I watched it again for the ABC local radio Northern Territory gig. The usual person who does that with me, Liz Travaskis, have been moved to afternoon shift temporarily because people are dropping like flies with some kind of flu bug up there. And I was to do it with Lisa Pellegrino, who I had worked with the week before. But Lisa was down with the flu too, so they moved the whole program, the evening show, down to Alice Springs, which is about 1,500 kilometres away from Darwin. Well, at night time, they cover the whole Northern Territory all the way down to Alice Springs and down to the South Australian border. It's an immense amount of territory they cover. But they moved the evening show down to Alice Springs, and I did the chat with Emma Hankin down there. And she hadn't seen the movie, so we kind of played off it a little bit and played a little bit of the trailer for the film and a bit of a ranting bit from Paddy McCormick, and it went okay. It's a little bit harder to do that when the other person hasn't seen the film, but it was a last-minute kind of thing. We recorded it where I'm sitting right now rather than me going into the booth at 9 o'clock at night. We recorded it live. And, while it wasn't the most ideal situation, we got through it and recommended the film. Next week, I'm going to do an Australian film, which is a little young for paleo cinema, but one which I recommend anyway, called Lantana. So we're going to do that, and then we'll do another one next week, I think. And I haven't worked out what that one is yet. So anyway, we talked about The Bad Seed. And the only other things I've watched since, and I'm halfway through rewatching Haskell Wexler's Medium Cool from 1969, starring Robert Forster. Recommend that one highly. I did watch a piece of trash from around 1970 called The Love Machine, which stars Jan Michael Vincent there, but no, it was John Philip Law and Diane Cannon. It's a piece of trash based on a Jekyll and Suzanne novel. Same writer who wrote Valley of the Dolls. And it's amazing how society's attitudes to certain things have changed, because the whole plot pivots around an alleged homosexual relationship. And these days it wouldn't even be on anyone's radio, but it was shocking in those days. So I do like the soundtrack, though, to The Love Machine. I've got it on vinyl, and it's not a bad 1970 kind of Burt Bacharach-y soundtrack with Dionne Warwick singing the theme song, and it's a little bit of Hammond organ in there. So the soundtrack to that isn't too bad. I actually should play the theme from The Love Machine tonight as I'm talking about movie music, so I'll slip that in there anyway. But I watched that. I did watch Tremors. Tremors is a lot of fun, of course, with Kevin Bacon and Fred Ward and the graboid monsters coming up from under the ground. So I kind of geeked out on Tremors on Blu-ray. Very nice transfer onto Blu-ray. I watched a French thriller from 2000 that I really like called Crimson Rivers with Jean Reno and Vincent Cassel, which is kind of cool to watch. And I did see a movie that I don't recommend to anybody, which was Scary Movie 5. Don't recommend that one at all. Very soft, very kind of obvious. One of the Zucker brothers co-wrote it and co-directed it when it was falling apart. And if you have to be a completist with the Scary Movies, that would probably be the only reason to see it. It got about a 3.8 on IMDb, which gives you a bit of an idea of how wonderful and timeless it is. Anyway, I'm going to take a break now, and when I get back, I'm going to start playing some tunes.
Hammer Film Productions began in 1934, and after producing almost 200 films and television programs, the studio is still releasing and re-releasing new and classic film titles. 1951 Down Place is the podcast that brings you the story of the great Hammer films, one movie at a time. Here are your hosts, describing what Hammer means to them. First is Casey.
Hammer means the beautiful and glamorous women of Hammer horror, the engaging storytelling, and amazing period films.
Joining him is Derek.
Hammer means the incredible work of actors like Peter Cushing, Christopher Lee, and even Michael Ripper. The gothic storytelling, the incredible music, and the set pieces.
And finally, here's Scott.
Hammer means how to get a nail into a block of wood.
This boy has a lot to learn. Join our hosts as they make their journey through the Hammer Films catalogue and discuss each film with critical opinion, historical facts, production notes, and other information about these classic films. 1951 Downplace can be found in iTunes or their website, www.1951downplace.com.
Should I have said Hammer Pants?
1951 Downplace, the home of Hammer Films discussion.
Okay, definitely recommend 1951 Downplace. Give it a go. And also, of course, Monster Kid Radio, Derek's other podcast venture. Anyway, I thought I'd start with the theme from The Love Machine, He's Moving On, sung by Dionne Warwick, because it's very much one of those songs that's part of its time, and it couldn't have been done at any other part of cinema history. The Love Machine, of course, is a trashy piece of shit movie, but on the other hand, it does have pretty people wearing pretty clothes in it, so some people like it for that reason. So here it is, Dionne Warwick with He's Moving On.
He touched you once, but now he's gone. The pillow that his head was on is colder than the silent dawn. He's moving on. He's moving on. That's Robin Stone. He's moving on. His easy smile, his loping stride, the icy eyes that help to hide the demons dwelling deep inside of Robin Stone. He's moving on. He's moving on. Where the winter winds have blown, walks the man called Robin Stone. He will always walk alone. Oh, Robin Stone, he's moving on. The girls count two by two. What's your number? Where were you? And was there one who ever knew? Robin Stone. Oh, Robin Stone. Ooh, he's moving on. That's Robin Stone. Tried it all from A to Z. Became a lock without a key, pursuing freedom and never free. That's Robin Stone. Oh, Robin Stone.
Yep, Love Machine's one of those movies that the moral of the story pretty much is don't fuck your boss's wife. That's about as deep as it gets with that one. But moving on, there's a newish movie starring Steve Coogan as Paul Raymond, the guy who ran a whole bunch of strip clubs and magazines like Men Only in the 1970s, called The Look of Love, it's called. Now, there's a song that was used in the promo for the movie. I haven't seen the movie yet. It's just come out on cable here, and I'm looking forward to seeing it because Steve Coogan does some interesting projects. And this is a kind of retro track from Germany, which is very much in the style of that particular movie. And it's a kind of addictive, earwormy track, which is kind of loungy and a little bit space-age bachelor pad type song. And it's a Charlie Steinman chorus with It Is Such a Good Night.
¶¶ It is such a good night to kiss. It is such a good night to dance. It is such a good night to Scooby-Dee-Dooby-Doo, Scooby-Dee-Dooby-Doo, Scooby-Dee-Dooby-Doo love. It is such a good night to kiss. It is such a good night to dance. It is such a good night to Scooby-Dee-Dooby-Doo, Scooby-Dee-Dooby-Doo, Scooby-Dee-Dooby-Doo love. It is such a good night to kiss. It is such a good night to dance.
There you go. That's one of those tracks that makes you want to go out and have unprotected sex with a woman with a hairy bush. Not that there's anything wrong with natural growth on a woman. A lot of people think there is, but no, there simply isn't. You just gently push it away and do what you have to do. This next track hits a whole bunch of demographics. It's by a visually impaired Jewish black person. And there can only be one. That's like that old joke, you know, what's black and white and has three eyes? Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr. And this is Sammy Davis Jr. from one of the lesser Rat Pack films, Robin and the Seven Hoods. And it's kind of an anthem for the National Rifle Association, this one. And I can just see a whole bunch of them loving this every time it comes on to the screen. But it's from Robin and the Seven Hoods, and it's called Bang Bang, which is not to be mistaken for Comedy Bang Bang, which is an excellent podcast of comedians saying funny things. And here it is.
Now that's the prettiest sound you'll ever hear. It's just like heavenly music to my ear. Man, I get such a boot when I hear Rudy Toot Toot. I always feel high when a rod is nearby, 'cause I love the fun of reaching for a gun and going bang, bang. I come alive each time a 45 begins to bang, bang. In gangster movies, I love the scene. The nice guy's nice and the mean guy's mean. The boss's maul always steps between quick draws. Applause. My kind of prank is walking in a bank and going bang, bang. The ricochet, a bullet play, a melody. Like Pistol Joe and Machine Gun Moe is the way I'm aiming to be. 'Cause no one I know gets, oh, such a glow out of bang, bang. Like me. Sharon, Sid, and the Roscoe Kid. I'll be out
to make history,
'cause I'm not afraid to stage me a raid on some hangout. And my gun'll hum while I'm blasting some rival gang out. 'Cause no one I know gets oh such a glow out of Bang Bang like me.
Yeah, Robin and the Seven Hills is a lot of fun for a number of reasons, including which Peter Falk sings in it. And I think I've played on the podcast before Peter Falk singing from that particular movie. Now, modern films, 2000 and something films, don't often have in them tracks that I already have on my iPod. My music is retro and eclectic at best. My music taste is retro and eclectic at best. So it's a bit surprising. I'm going to play two tracks now that have turned up in recent films, and I already had copies of them. Now, this is a big squee for me. And they're not really obvious tracks, like every second movie for a while there was playing All Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix. It's not like that at all. These ones are kind of cool choices. They're zoomed in on exactly what's required for the movie. Now, the first one is from Captain America the Winter Soldier, where Anthony Mackie, playing Sam Wilson the Falcon, gives Captain America, a man lost in time, some tips on music to listen to on his iPod, and suggests the Marvin Gaye soundtrack to Trouble Man, the early 1970s blaxploitation movie starring Robert Hooks, which was directed by Ivan Dixon, who was one of the guys who was in Hogan's Heroes. So I kind of got a bit of a squee out of that. I like the fact that they bothered to not think about the latest stuff and try to get him to listen to Justin Bieber. And I went back and listened to the Trouble Man soundtrack, and reminded myself exactly how cool it is. So what I'm going to lay on you now is the theme song by Marvin Gaye from Trouble Man.
Don't care what the weather. myself together. I think I'm kind of protection that's all around me.
I'm trying to think of genres that have had as much good music come out of them in a short period of time as Blaxploitation. Really, apart from the quality of the movies varied a lot, but the quality of the music was very, very high. And it brought into the mainstream a whole bunch of music that people might not otherwise have heard. Anyway, I was mentioning that there are very few modern movies that play as a part of the film's music from my iPod. The other one that came out not too long ago that blew me away was in Skyfall. You'll remember when Javier Bardem's character, Silver, shows James Bond around the island that he's kind of using as a base. And he takes him around and he's about to do the dueling thing with the whiskey shot on the woman's head, which is very, very nasty, of course. And suddenly, out of some tinny speakers all around this deserted island full of really rough and derelict buildings, comes a track I know. I knew who it was from, and I knew what the track was, and I got blown away by it. And here it is. It's Boom by Charles Trenet, the French singer from the early mid-20th century.
La pendule fait tic-tac, tic-tic. Les oiseaux du lac pic-pac, pic-pic. Glou-glou-glou font tous les dindons. Et la jolie cloche ding-ding-dong. Mais boum, quand notre cœur fait boum, tout avec lui dit boum. Et c'est l'amour qui s'éveille. Boum, il chante Loving Bloom au rythme de ce boum qui redit boum à l'oreille. T'as changé depuis hier et la rue a des yeux qui regardent aux fenêtres. Y'a du lilas et y'a des mains tendues sur la mer, le soleil va paraître. Boum, l'astre du jour fait boum, tout avec lui dit boum, quand notre cœur fait boum boum. Le vent dans les bois fait ouh, la bicheuse à bois fait mè. La vaisselle cassée fait fric fric frac, et les pieds mouillés font flic flic flac. Mais boum, quand notre cœur fait boum, tout avec lui dit boum, l'oiseau dit boum, c'est l'orage. Brrr, boum, l'éclair qui lui fait boum, et le bon Dieu dit boum, dans son fauteuil de nuage. Car mon amour est plus vif que l'éclair, plus léger qu'un oiseau, qu'une abeille. Et s'il fait boum, s'il se met en colère, il entraîne avec lui des merveilles. Boum, le monde entier fait boum, tout avec lui dit boum, quand notre cœur fait boum boum. Thank you.
les glides, boum, quand notre cœur fait boum, boum, boum. Je n'entends que boum, boum, ça fait toujours boum, 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 boum.
That track is very much in the mood of a James Bond film, because in the very first James Bond novel, Casino Royale, French popular music gets name-checked fairly prominently at the start of the novel. René Mathis brings in a radio for James Bond to test out. He's pretending to be a radio salesman as a part of their cover, and brings the radio into James Bond's room at the casino, and the Compagnons de la Chanson start playing from the radio. Now, the Compagnons de la Chanson were a group of French guys who formed a singing group. There are about 15 or 20 of them, which they started while they were in the French Resistance during the war. And they had a very lucrative and long career in French popular music in the 1950s and 1960s based on that. So they probably would never have formed a band if it wasn't for Adolf Hitler. But anyway, I'm digressing a little bit. So having Boom by Charles Trenet in there is kind of a nod to early James Bond in the novels, which is kind of cool. Charles Trenet himself was a kind of dubious character in some ways. He was gay and was fond of guys who were very close to being illegally young. Now, at the time, it wasn't, you know, he got into a little bit of trouble for it, but not terribly much. But it's one of those things that makes you slightly uncomfortable with the guy's music after you hear things like that. Though I'd have to admit that Trenet does sing one of my all-time favourite French chansons, which is Que reste-t-il de nos amours, which is an incredibly good song. But, yeah, he's kind of a slightly dubious character. Anyway, moving on, I'm going to talk about now and play another song that's appearing in an upcoming movie, which is kind of groovy and retro, and in context, if you know the characters in the film, particularly Peter Jason Quill, and yes, I am talking about Guardians of the Galaxy, you'll know there's a very specific reason why he has this track on his old school cassette Walkman when he's arrested in the trailer by the Nova Corps. It all works out. It's all in the plot, and it all makes a lot of sense for him to have a 1973 track by Blue Suede, who did a redo of a B.J. Thomas track written by Mark James in the middle 1960s. And that track is Hooked on a Feeling by Blue Suede. And here it is for your enjoyment.
Ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure. All the good love when we're all alone, keep it up, girl, yeah, you turn me.
Thank you. all the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.
I'm so looking forward to the Guardians of the Galaxy. In fact, I've already got people lined up to talk about it on the Martian Drive-In podcast after it comes out. Yes, people are lining up to talk about it on my podcast, which is kind of cool and cute and a lot of fun. So that's Guardians of the Galaxy taken care of. Now, the next track isn't actually from a movie, but it should be. And it is by Dinah Washington, a jazz singer from the 1950s and 1960s, who started out singing in a church choir, though you wouldn't know it from this track I'm about to play for you. Dinah Washington, really good singer. If you get any Dinah Washington stuff, her version of September in the Rain is fantastic. But this is one of her early tracks, and it is an example of what they call dirty blues, which is very suggestive, very cool, and I like it a lot. I only heard it for the first time on a compilation that came out a few years ago called Burlesque Swing. It was a compilation by Barton Baker, who put together some really interesting tracks and put them out as compilation albums these days. And so this is Dinah Washington with a track about a trombone player called Big Long Sliding Thing, which is just the best dirty blues you're going to hear in a long time.
Been trying to find my daddy with that broke down piece of junk. Ask everyone to help me, cried help me if you can. You'll know my daddy, he's that trombone playing man. Where is my daddy? Tell me where's my daddy with that big long sliding thing. I even asked a man that played a steel guitar. He said that you don't need him to be moved 8 to the bar. He brought his amplifier and he hitched it in my plug. He planked it and he plunked it, but it just wasn't good enough. 'Cause I need my daddy with that big long sliding thing. Well, then a knock came at my door. I said, my daddy's back. I opened up the door, and there stood Piano Jack. He said, I came to do some tinkling on your piano keys. I said, don't make me nervous. This ain't no time to tease. Just send me my daddy. Send me my daddy with that big long sliding thing. I asked him how it was done. He said, I blow through here, then I work my fingers and my thumb. I slide it right out, then I slide it back again, and I get a lot of wind, and then I slide it back.
Like I said, she sang in a church choir. Now, Australia and New Zealand have an interesting relationship. It's not quite the same as the United States and Canada, but it does have similarities in some ways. There are some really cool things about New Zealand. It's one of my favourite places. I've been there twice. I like the people. I like the way they stand up for themselves. I like the fact that feminism is a big part of their culture. I like the Treaty of Waitangi and the fact that they made lots of agreements with their indigenous people quite early on. And Māori culture is very much a part of the mainstream in New Zealand. So there's a lot of things about New Zealand I like, and one of them is Flight of the Conchords. Jermaine and Britta are very, very funny men, and both of them have gone on to further success in their careers. But from the Flight of the Conchords TV series, there's a track that I really like, which is filmed in the series like a Jacques Demy musical, like The Young Girls of Rochefort, specifically. And it's a track called Croissant, which is a lot of fun. And being somebody who is slowly, doucement, learning the French language online, I can really sympathize with the character in this one. It's a lot of fun and really a bit of a refreshing. It helps me look at myself, and when I start worrying about how slowly my French lessons are going, it's one of those tricks that I go to, and everything's okay afterwards.
Je voudrais une croissant.
Oh, what?
Je voudrais une croissant. Je suis enchanté. Où est la bibliothèque? Voilà mon passeport. Gérard Depardieu. Baguette.
Baguette.
Feu de fa-fa. Feu de fa-fa-fa-fa. Feu de fa-fa. Aïe. Feu de fa-fa. Feu de fa-fa-fa-fa. Feu de fa-fa. Aïe.
Et maintenant le voyage à la supermarché. Blamousse, ananas, jus d'orange, bluff, soupe de jour, camembert, Jacques Cousteau, baguette,
Berger.
Bonjour.
Berger.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Bonjour, mon petit pierrot de chien.
Ça va?
Ça va, ça va?
Ça va.
Voilà la conversation dans le parc.
Où est le livre?
À la bibliothèque.
Et la musique dans?
À la discothèque.
Et les discothèques?
C'est bébé. Un, deux, un, deux, trois, quatre. Fou de fa-fa.
Fou de fa-fa-fa-fa.
Fou de fa-fa. Aïe. Fou de fa-fa. Fou de fa-fa-fa-fa. Fou de fa-fa. Aïe.
Où est la piscine?
Pas dans moi.
Où est la piscine?
Je ne comprends pas.
Parlez-vous le français? Parlez-vous le français?
Non.
Getting back to James Bond for just a minute, some of the best driving tracks are from James Bond movies. And now, when I say driving tracks, I mean you're on a country road. There are a few curves, but it's nothing too arduous. And you're cruising along. You just got your elbow on the side of the door. You got one hand on the wheel. You're chilling out. Maybe you've got a drink, not alcoholic, but a drink in your hand. And you just love the fact that you don't have anywhere you particularly have to be and any particular time to get there. And you're driving along a country road and just sitting there with your own thoughts and enjoying yourself. And that kind of driving track. There are a few of them, and this is one of them, which I really like. It's from Thunderball, which has some of the best Bond music around by John Barry. And it's a track that's really simply called 007, and it kicks ass, and it's a good driving track. So try it out if you get a chance. And here is the other good driving track from Thunderball, just in case you're driving somewhere and you want to machine gun somebody out of the side window.
He always runs while others walk. He acts while other men just talk. Strikes like thunderbolt. He knows the meaning of success. His needs are more, so he gives less. And he strikes like thunderbolt. Any woman he wants, he'll get. He will break any heart. Are all gone. His fight goes on, and on. But he thinks that the fight is worth it all. So he strikes like thunder.
Makes you want to go spearfishing with beautiful Italian girls, that song. James Bond themes. There are some really bad ones. I would suggest if you want to find a really bad James Bond theme tune, you look no further than The Man with the Golden Gun, which is incredibly naff and horrible. Pretty much all of the stuff from the Roger Moore era was like that. And yes, I do include Live and Let Die because I thought it was piss poor and ordinary and watered down, pretty much like most of the output of Paul McCartney. But, driving tunes are a kind of fascination of mine intermittently. I keep trying to put together playlists on the iPod that are perfect for driving. And, in fact, because I'm going to be driving to Sydney next Friday morning, on Good Friday, I'm still working on getting that driving soundtrack quite right. I've got to find myself. It's a 10-hour drive, so half of that time is mine. So I've got to find myself 5 hours of good driving music. And it's a little bit of a hard ask. I may have to see what the albums that Top Gear have put out of compilations of driving tunes are like. They can be a bit variable. But I know there are going to be a number of good tracks in there. And probably the ultimate driving tune of all time comes from a former bus driver from London. And if you've seen it in the movie, it's a metaphor for life in a way, the way this song is used in the movie. The music's by Quincy Jones, and it's just the classic driving through a mountain road song.
questi giorni quando vieni il bel sole. La 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 la. On days like these when skies are blue and fields are green, I look around and think about what might have been. And then I hear sweet music float around my head as I recall the many things we left unsaid. It's on days like these that I remember singing songs and drinking wine while your eyes played games with mine. On days like these I wonder what became of you. Maybe today you're singing songs with someone new. I'd like to think you're walking by those willow trees, remembering the love we knew on days like these. It's on days like these that I remember singing songs and drinking wine while your eyes play games with mine. On days like these I wonder what became of you. Maybe today you're singing songs with someone new. Questi giorni quando vieni il bel sole. La 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 la.
Of course, that was Matt Munro with On Days Like These from the soundtrack to The Original and the Best Italian Job. And Quincy Jones's film music from the 1960s is never to be underestimated. If you go back through the discography, there's some fantastic tracks there. And the arrangements are always top drawer as well. They're just beautiful pieces of cinema music. And I think a little bit underestimated and underappreciated. This track's from a CD that I picked up in Orange County many moons ago in my one peregrination to North America. It's from a CD by Harvey Fierstein, who people might remember played the sissy in Independence Day, amongst other things. Also wrote a number of good stage works and is probably underestimated because of Independence Day more than anything. Now, this one introduces itself, but it shows, again, like the Dinah Washington track that I played earlier, that saucy songs are not a recent phenomenon. But he introduces it and then sings a version of a not entirely unfamiliar song.
They say that sex, violence, and drugs never existed until the last 20 years in music. My dear friend Eric Conklin's been doing some research, and I am going to share some of that research with you. There is a folk song that you may know called Frankie and Johnny. It was written probably about 140 years ago. So we're not talking 20 years ago. I am going to sing you. He uncovered 22 verses. I ain't going to do them all. Trust me. But I'm going to do an assorted bunch of verses. And I swear to you, not a single one of these words did I make up. Not one did I change. I mean, I took out verses and I made it shorter, but I did not add any of these words. These are the actual words from about 140 years ago. Master. Frankie and Johnny were lovers. Oh, Lordy, how they made love. Swore they'd be true to each other, true as the stars above. He was her man, but he was doing her wrong. Frankie, she worked in a hump house behind a grocery store. Fresh fish cost you a dollar here, fancy fucking cost you 10 cents more. She had a man, but he was doing her wrong. One night Frankie got lonely, nobody come by to call. Frankie put on her kimono and went out on the nickel crawl, looking for that man that was doing her wrong. Frankie went round to the gin joint to get a bucket of beer. Said to that man called bartender, has my ever-loving Johnny been here? He's my man, I think he's doing me wrong. Ain't gonna tell you no stories, I ain't gonna tell you no lies, but Johnny was here about an hour ago with that fat bitch Nellie Bly. He may be your man, but Dolly's doing you wrong. Frankie went back to the hump house, this time it wasn't for fun. Cause under her dirty kimono, she packed a great big 44 gun. She had her man, goddamn his soul. She ran along Fish Alley, looked in a window so high, and there she seen her ever-loving Johnny finger fucking Nellie Bly. She shot that man that was doing her wrong. Roll me over, Frankie. Roll me over slow. Roll me over on my right side, Frankie. Why did you shoot so low? Cause you're my man, and you was doing me wrong. Frankie blew back to her crib joint. She knew she'd done her man harm. She took out a bindle of horse, shot it right up her arm. God damn her soul, but he was doing her wrong. Rubber-tired hearses, rubber-tired hacks are taking my man to the cemetery, but they'll never bring his penis back. Best part of that man, that was doing me wrong. Frankie stood up in the courtroom. I ain't gonna tell you no sass. I didn't shoot Johnny in the first degree. I shot him in his big black ass. He was my man, and he was doing me wrong. Take me home, Lenny. Last time I seen Frankie, she was riding on a jailhouse train, dragging her ass to the big house to never bring it back again. She had a man, but he done her wrong. That's right, so wrong.
They don't write them like that anymore. Now, I'm going to leave you with one last track, one of my favorite female jazz singers, Anita O'Day. I've read her autobiography, which is kind of a mixed blessing in a way, because she did spend a lot of her life as a heroin addict, a high-functioning heroin addict, but a heroin addict nonetheless. And this is for any friends of mine that are feeling a bit down. I'll leave you with that. There's no feedback this time around, but hopefully there should be and there will be next time, which is all, of course, dependent on you. KULTGURU@gmail.com. You can leave it at the Paleo Cinema Cafe on the Book of Faces. But I'll leave you with this last track by Anita O'Day, who is very, very cool. And it's just shows the technique and the artistry that this woman had as a singer. Take care, look after yourselves, have a cool Easter, and I'll be back in 2 weeks with another podcast.
Nothing's impossible, I have found. thing, for when my chin is on the ground, I pick myself up and dust myself off and start all over again. Don't lose your confidence if you slip. Be grateful for a pleasant trip and pick yourself up, dust yourself off and start all over again. Work like a soul inspired till the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Will you remember the famous man who had to fall to rise again? So pick yourself up and dust yourself off and start all over again. I have found, for when my chin is on the ground, I pick myself up and dust myself off and start all over again. And don't lose your confidence if you slip. Be grateful for a pleasant trip. Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, start all over again. Work like a soul inspired till the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Will you remember the famous man who had to fall to rise again? So pick yourself up and dust yourself off and start all over again.